This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is also a returning guest. He is Bill Hartman. He is the CEO of Premier Biomedical. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. I look forward to an opportunity to share some of the very exciting developments we have in the area of joint ventures, of new product launch plans, of financing, and our overall health status. We're projecting a very bright future, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
It's always exciting to have you on the show, Bill. Now, in our prior interview that we had with you, you guys were looking to do some sort of letter of intent with Advanced Technology Solutions. Where are we at in the process of that?
Getting married always takes should take some care before you do that. We have signed a letter of intent, and both parties wanted to have an awful lot of the details listed. And the better news yet is that the final agreement, we're in the final process of dotting I's and crossing T's, and expect to have that completed within the week. So we're very excited about that, because Advanced Technology Solutions is a new company out of Southern California, San Diego to be precise. The CEO of that company is Ron Laborde, and a number of our listeners have asked, as have looked up Advanced Technology Solutions, and there are companies by that name in New Jersey, et cetera. No, they aren't. That isn't the company. Ours is in San Diego, and it's a new company. It was just formed in May. But Ron Laborde has been working in the area of biotechnology, analytics, and diagnostics for over 40 years. He is currently the owner of RTL Consulting, the chief scientific officer of the San Diego diagnostic startup, and founder of Pure Ratios, a CBD, that's a cannabinoid pain relief device company.
Absolutely.
He holds a degree in geochemistry from San Diego State University. His postgraduate studies were undertaken at San Diego State University and Oregon State University. During his career, Mr. Laborde has worked for several companies and institutions in various capacities, including research assistant, laboratory manager, analytical laboratory director, director of biotechnology, and president. He has done extensive consulting with numerous companies involved in a wide range of businesses and industries. He holds 4 issued patents worldwide and 4 pending patents, and coming to Premier Biomedical, he has given us some prototypes of his pain-relieving compounds, which are a combination of a cannabinoid, CBD, and proprietary materials. And I have, for example, neuropathy. I've had it for 10 years. I can't sleep at night. I really suffer terribly day and night from this. And by putting his patches on my feet, instantaneous relief, absolutely instantaneous relief. We have a testimonial that's going to go on our website from an 85-year-old gentleman who's had serious back surgeries, and he just saying how the relief is complete by using our patches. We're working on a series of new products, and I think that's going to be a subject of our next question. What about our new product launches? Specifically, we're working on prototypes right now for a transdermal patch with a reservoir. That means we have a patent pending design on that, and it basically increases the life and duration of the effectiveness of a transdermal patch. We're also working on creams and sprays and roll-ons and lip balm, and we expect launched in the first quarter of 2017. So we're a penny stock today because of toxic loans, et cetera. But I believe that, very frankly, we're going to be a dollar stock very soon, specifically when these products hit the market. And we're working on, again, manufacturing up to 2,000 prototype products that will be distributed among distributors and investors, et cetera. And we expect to be in the market, premier biomedical pain management division, in the first quarter of 2017.
Very good. Bill Hartman is our guest today. He is the CEO of Premier Biomedical. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. Now, I would like to talk to you about a couple things. We've got a couple emails that came in over here. And you know, you guys sold some shares to raise some money. What are we doing with that money? How's that going to impact us going forward?
Good. That's a very good question. Everett, I too get emails, some of them laced with profanity, and we block those people because they can't be very serious, accusing directors and myself of selling shares into a penny market. Clearly, they don't understand that as a publicly traded company, if we sold so much as one share, it would be listed in our filings.
Absolutely.
It has to be listed in our filings. Okay. They don't understand that, obviously. Well, first of all, let me state emphatically that not one person who is an insider, an affiliate of Premier Biomedical, has sold one share ever in our lifetime. Current affiliates have never sold so much as one share. Okay? Now, what do we do with money? Well, we don't pay wages. We don't pay bonuses. No company cars. No company anything. All right. A lot of the running, the cost of running our offices, etc. That's all borne by the individuals, including myself. So, what do we use our money for? Well, we use our money for R&D at the University of Texas at El Paso.
Absolutely.
That's our partner in R&D. We do it for legal and compliance and patents. And we have three issued patents, a fourth about to issue. We know that from the United States Patent Office, and we have probably 15 pending. So we have a very aggressive program. Now, what about dilution? Any loan that you secure, whether it's as a private loan, payable backed by cash, there's interest associated with it.
Absolutely.
And high interest, particularly as a startup company, in the a micro cap company in the biotechnology arena, there's high interest associated with that. When you secure loans with stock as a course, and there are laws, federal laws, that SEC rules that say anything over 4.99%, they become an affiliate, and of course then subject to affiliate trading options.
Absolutely.
So in the past, we've had as many as 5 toxic loans at one time, and 5 people selling into the market, and very frankly, they sold us down to the penny level. Actually, they had us at sub-penny level. Okay. The bottom line is we've eliminated those loans either through conversions or paying them off with other borrowed money. And the truth is today we only have one lender. And that lender, by the way, is the best that we could find. And he's done a phenomenal job for us. And that's Redwood Capital. John DeNoble does a phenomenal job. And I salute him for working with us as he does. But in the past, where I've complained about selling pressure, John will back off selling pressure. And then, of course, I can't get any money. And so there's a two-edged sword here, and one that you have to balance yourself on, that says you balance between selling of stock by a lender and by your capital needs. Now, our capital needs currently are about $100,000 a month. That's our burn rate on capital. Frankly, we've cut out travel. We only travel when absolutely necessary. All of our technology meetings are now conducted by GoToMeeting, where we can actually participate and use the technology to participate in face-to-face meetings. We can see all the attachments in advance with the University of Texas. They've been a phenomenal partner. For example, in some of our recent tests, where we're comparing our anti-cancer drug, which, by the way, we believe may be the best in the world. We've compared to the competitive makes that are currently on the market that sell, for example, and I won't mention them by name, but one of them sells for $120,000 a dose.
A dose, $100,000 a dose.
$120,000 a dose. The other one sells for $90,000 by another competitor. And we had meetings with local oncologists in the El Paso area, and we showed them our tremendous program and the success where we're successful in blocking 98.8% of the breast cancer antigens in laboratory tests, and no one is that effective to our knowledge in the world. And we asked them if they have any of these commercial drugs from the competitors left over, asking them to people, and they said, yes, they do. Well, it's not enough for another person dose, but it's enough for mouse doses.
Yeah.
And in conducting these tests very, very economically, and I salute the University of Texas.
Well, I salute you. I think that's a great program, and I just want to go over that because I want to make sure my listeners understand that. So you take what's left over of these $100,000, $120,000 doses that is enough left to inject mice, and you put them with cancer, and then you take your drug to rival the one that's already out there in the marketplace at $100,000, and you're getting 98% cure rate. Is that correct?
Well, 98.8%, 99% really in round numbers of the blocking the breast cancer antigens. But our drug has outperformed these competitive offerings by such a wide margin. We're continuing to test in various forms. We're now humanizing our drug so that we can test this in humanized mice. Now, humanized mice have been genetically modified. They're very expensive, but they've been genetically modified to simulate exact reaction that human beings would have. So we're doing that and continuing these tests.
And Bill, when do you think we'll get some results back from the humanized mice?
I believe that we will have these tests completed before the end of the year. And at that time, of course, then we're going to let the world know just how much we have outperformed the competition. We then would probably launch in early 2017 into limited clinical trials on humans after we've satisfied toxicity and the pharmacokinetics. In other words, whether or not they're safe to be used on human beings and whether or not they're compatible with other drugs that they may be taking. But this is a huge step for us, and that, of course, would lead to clinical trials and actually into certification by the FDA. So we're really excited about this anti-cancer portion of our technology, this immunotherapy division of Premier Biomedical. We're also looking at other antibodies. That's the one on breast cancer is an anti-CTLA-4 drug. We're also looking at, and we have developed antibodies against PD-1 and BTLA. These are two other additional cancer antigens. And frankly, we think this would cover the entire cancer panoply of potential infections by cancer. So we're really excited about the prospects of what we have. By the way, this drug is a patent-pending drug that we have developed. So again, we're very excited about the prospects here.
Now, how about the thing that we were talking last time on the show, that you don't need no FDA approval because it's all...
okay, natural
exactly.
Ingredients. Okay. Yeah. Now, specifically, our plans in the past, we have a patent on a pain-relieving drug that basically involves a combination of cyclobenzaprine, which is a muscle relaxer. You find it in Flexeril, for example, as a trademark name, and low-dose naltrexone. Naltrexone is used in specifically pain relief. It's also used in addiction relief, etc. So, and it's also used for MS. The bottom line is we have a patent on that, an issued patent by the United States Patent Office. And what we're doing, though, we've gone to the FDA, and they want extensive tests involving pharmacokinetics, toxicity, and also clinical trials of up to 1,500 people for a year. So what we've decided is that, and that's about $10 million, we've looked at doing this offshore and with reciprocity into the United States, and we have costs for that. And, of course, it's much more effective to go to places like Brazil, etc.
Absolutely.
So that's why in the past we were considering Brazil as a partnering strategy, but with all of their economic problems, that really hasn't come to fruition. So what we've decided as an alternate strategy here is to utilize our very potent natural ingredients, which include, for example, CBD. It can include the various vitamins. It can include salicylic acid, which is, these are all natural ingredients, and as well as terpenols, etc. We have a proprietary mixture that we're going to introduce into pain patches, transdermal patches, also roll-ons, creams, sprays, and even put it into capsule form. And these involve all natural ingredients and do not require FDA approval.
That's exact.
I repeat, because they're natural ingredients. Now, what that enables us to do, Everett, is that we will be able to introduce products into the market, have actual revenue, and get out of the need to borrow money from these all loans are
absolutely
toxic, okay?
Absolutely.
And to get out of the need of borrowing money and get into a position where we're using our own revenue to fund immunotherapy and this work in cancer, etc. So that's our goal and that's our strategy, and we now have the products that we're going to be introducing in the first quarter. So I look for our stock, very frankly, to go instantaneously, because we have other ones that are in the same category. We've seen this happen to be a dollar or
well,
more.
Well, at a market cap, your market cap's at $770,000. Anybody who's in this line of field in the market space that you're in spend billions and billions of dollars to bring any kind of substance drugs to the market. So I see what you're saying. You know, your market cap is under $1 million. My guest today is Bill Hartman. He is the CEO of Premier Biomedical. They trade on the OTC QB. Their ticker symbol is BIEI. In closing here, Bill, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that you and I didn't get a chance to talk about?
Yeah, the strategy, frankly, on the painkillers and painkillers, we're going to grow that ourselves. We're going to grow that, and we're going to take that to market, and that's going to be done by ourselves. On the anti-cancer drug we have, very frankly, you have to look at realism here. We really don't have the means, nor the connections, nor the capital to take this to the market. But what we are going to do is, very frankly, we're going to be working with other large pharmaceutical companies. I've been already approached by two of them. The head of oncology research for one of the largest in the world companies, and others have contacted us and with interest in working with us towards marketing our anti-cancer drug. We just have to complete these next few tests and very frankly take it to a position where they're going to be interested in working with us to take it to market. At that time, we'll probably either license the drug or work out a strategic relationship that preserves the financial equities of our investors and also of the company. And believe me, I can negotiate a tough deal, and I will.
I believe that. Bill Hartman has been our guest today. He is with Premier Biomedical. He is their CEO, and they trade on the OTCQ QB under the ticker symbol BIEI. Bill, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I want to wish you the best. We're going to check back with you in a couple of months to see how things are going.
I look forward to it, Everett.